Sister, the story of Ruth Wayne and her problems as a woman, as well as a nurse, a wife, and a mother. Today's episode in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. It's always easy to see the mistakes someone else is making. And no one knows this better than Ruth Wayne, Big Sister. That is why she's been exercising such forbearance as she watches Nettie trying to make his marriage to Hope work out. Besides, she knows that Nettie is in love with Hope. And that can be a very complicating factor in any relationship, which is something else that Ruth knows only too well. It's about 9 in the evening now, and Ruth is in the living room, taking books off the shelves and putting them into neat piles on the floor, when there is a knock on the door.
Come in.
Oh, thanks, Ruth. Did I bust in the middle of house cleaning? All those books?
No, Nettie. I'm just getting them ready for packing. We're moving, Richard and I. Moving in with Dr. Carver.
What? Well, no kidding. What's the idea?
Well, actually, it makes a lot of sense. With John away, Richard and I don't need such a large house. Moving in with Dr. Carver will cut down considerably on our expenses.
Oh.
And besides, well, the chief reason is that I think it'll be a very good thing for Richard. No matter how much time I spend with him, I can't take a father's place. He needs a man's companionship.
Yeah, sure. I feel rotten about that, Ruth. I'm always wanting to come over and be with him.
Nonsense. I know how busy you are, particularly now with the new garage. How's that going?
Oh, pretty good. I just came back from there. But today was only the second day that I was open for business, and after all, the place has been closed up for some time.
Well, that would make a difference. People get out of the habit of going to a place, and it takes them a while to get into it again.
That's right. That's what I figured. Still, in some ways, it looks even better than I thought it would. And yet, I don't know, Ruth. I wish I was smarter than I am.
What do you mean, Eddie? What's bothering you?
Well, the way the whole deal was worked, through Frank, and the financing, with Hope inheriting $5,000, still being able to buy the place when old Brooks wanted $9,000 for it. And she was so vague about the whole thing. Well, it's hard to figure what the interest charges come to or anything.
And is it the fact that Hope was vague, or that you can't figure your carrying charges that bothers you?
Well, both, Ruth. After all, I can't really expect her to know just what went on in a business deal, especially when Frank handled all the details.
That's been worrying you a little too, hasn't it?
Yeah, I guess it has. Oh, I'm very grateful to him and all that. Oh, that must be Hope now. I phoned her and told her to meet me over here. Was that all right, Ruth?
Why, of course, Nettie. Do you want to let her in?
Sure, Ruth.
Hello, Nettie.
Hello, honey. How are you?
Fine.
That's good. Oh, Ruth is in the living room. Let's go right on in there.
All right. Hello, Ruth.
Hello, Hope. Nice to see you.
Thanks. Well, how'd everything go today, Nettie?
Swell. Even better than yesterday. But where were you all this time, Hope? I thought you'd be here by the time I got back from Somerville.
Oh, I meant to be. I haven't had a visit with Ruth since I don't know when, but... Well, I got all tied up on the phone, and I just couldn't get away.
Oh, I see.
I was talking to Frank, and
Frank?
Uh-huh. You know what he's doing, Nettie? He's really being terribly sweet. He's giving us a party tomorrow night.
What's the idea of that?
Why, to celebrate. The new garage and the fact that you're in business for yourself, everything.
Gee, Hope, I don't feel like any party.
Now, Nettie, it's not a matter of feeling. We just gotta go, that's all. After all, he did us an awful big favor, and he's one of the few real friends we've got. We just have to go. That's all there is to it.
Well...
And when he heard I was coming over here, Ruth, he wanted to know if you'd come, too. He said he'd like that a lot.
Well, that's awfully nice of you, Hope. And to Frank, too, but I don't know that I can. It's awfully short notice to get anyone to stay with Richard.
Oh, please try, Ruth. It'd make a lot of difference if you were there, too.
Well, yes, Nettie, but I still don't...
It's all right, Ruth. I understand about that and, well, about how it would be kind of hard on you.
In what way, Hope?
Oh, Frank is John's brother, and after the way John treated you going off that way...
Well, what's that got to do with it? Ruth felt the way she does about Frank while John was still here. As a matter of fact, John felt that way himself.
I know. And in a way, it's kind of funny. I mean, well, there's Frank that nobody liked, doing all kinds of wonderful things for people. And on the other hand, there's John. Everybody thought was such a fine man. I guess it just goes to show you that you can't really tell about people, doesn't it?
That's right, Hope. I guess it does.
Gee whiz, look at the time, will you? We've got to be going, Hope.
Oh, do you really? I was just going to fix some coffee.
Thanks, Ruth, but not tonight. I've got to be up awful early tomorrow.
Just as you say, Nettie.
You will think about the party tomorrow night, though, won't you, Ruth? Try and make it.
Why, yes, Hope. I'll think about it.
The story of Big Sister will continue after this message from our sponsor.
It's nice out tonight. Look at that moon.
Yeah, but what was the idea? That Hope riding Ruth that way?
Riding her? About what?
Well, about John and the way he went off and left her and about Frank.
Nettie, I don't know what you're talking about. Is that why you wanted to leave in such a hurry?
Well, of course. Why did you think?
Well, I didn't know. I just thought, well, you're all wrong, Nettie. I wouldn't hurt Ruth for anything in the world. Especially now after this Diane business. In fact, I feel terribly sorry for her.
What Diane business? What are you talking about?
You mean you didn't know that Diane Carver left here and went to New York to be with John?
What? Well, that's a terrible thing to say, Hope. Well, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Ashamed of myself? Do you think I'm making it up or something?
Well, I certainly do. Ruth never said a word about it, not one word.
Okay, come on.
Where?
Back to Ruth's. So you can ask her yourself if it's true or not.
Oh, no, no, Hope, I couldn't. At least not... Is it really true, honest?
Well, of course it is. She went to New York as soon as Ruth got back. Everybody in Glen Falls knows it, except you.
And she never said anything to me about it. Not one thing.
Now, you sorry you call me a liar?
Oh, I never called you a liar, Hope. I just said
well,
that...
Well, that's what you meant. I'm your wife, and she's only your sister, but everything I do is wrong, and everything she does is right. I'm getting good and sick of it.
That's not so, Hope.
Well, it certainly looks like it. And that I was right about this?
Yes, I guess you were.
Well, then I could be right about other things, couldn't I? Like about Frank, and how he's really our friend and really wants to help us.
Yes, I suppose so.
Well, and see that you remember that and act like you should when we go to his party tomorrow night. Whether Ruth comes or not.
And now let's go to New York, to the apartment on the third floor of the little building on Washington Square where John has been staying. Standing in the hallway, just outside the door, is Diane Carvel.
John! John, are you in there? John. Is he in there or not? No way of telling. He could be. Lying there on the bed and just not answering. I've got to get a key, that's all. A key? Oh, Diane, you silly girl. Suppose you did have one and you went in and he was there. Then what? What good would that do you? Oh, you'd be surprised how little I'd settle for. Sometimes I'm surprised myself. Well, now what? Back to the hospital? To a movie? No. Downstairs, to the park. He might be there someplace. If not, well, it won't hurt to wait a while. He's bound to come home. Sometime. What do you want right now? More than anything else in the world? You know. You've dreamed it 100 times, and not when you were sleeping either. Almost from the time you first met him. To come on him suddenly.
to have him look up and really see you. The two of us alone in a world of strangers. The two of us who could make a world that no one has ever had before. Getting up without a word, holding his arms out to me, knowing that I know that no words were needed, and oh, what's the use?
Choking back a sob, Diane Carvel walks quickly out into the park towards Fifth Avenue. And the young couples on the benches are too busy with their own thoughts to notice. And even if they did, they would not understand. Because there's little bitterness in love to the young, and never any failure or despair. And now a message from our sponsor. Join us tomorrow on Big Sister. Lee Stevens speaking. Big Sister is a production of Nana Radio. Thank you.